This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today we welcome back Lisa Soda, the Executive Director of the Marine Resources Council here in Brevard.
For Marine Resources Council, celebrating their 30th anniversary as a nonprofit organization.
Wow. And you've done some amazing things. I know you just had a very successful summer camp.
Yeah. It was a tough decision as to whether we were going to even proceed with summer camp, but we came up with our COVID response plan, making sure the masks were being worn, everything was being cleaned twice a day during the camp. We shortened the camp time period, and we really reduced the number of kids that we could see every day to make sure that we could maintain that social distancing. But we felt it was important to get kids out of their houses this summer, you know, give them some kind of an experience outdoors, teach them a little bit more about science, and of course, you know, the wonderful estuary they have in their backyard, the Indian River Lagoon, and I think they really enjoyed it.
So today we're going to talk about some ways that people can impact the lagoon.
Earlier this year, people were talking about how clear the lagoon water was. They could see things in the lagoon they hadn't seen in years, and they thought it was because nobody was on the lagoon. And that's it could be part of the reason, but the main reason is that it wasn't raining. So we know that stormwater is the number one pollutant to water bodies in our country. So when it's not raining, you're not getting all that stormwater in the lagoon. And when it starts raining, the stormwater starts flowing down the street, flowing down the storm drains, right through those pipes being discharged into the Indian River Lagoon, carrying with it particulate matter, oils and greases, pet waste, soil and dirt, organics, a lot of nitrogen and phosphorus. And as soon as that starts to enter the lagoon starts to cloud up, it starts to have algae blooms, and we start to see lower dissolved oxygen levels, and we start to get fish kills. So in the summertime, when the storms start thinking about what's hitting the pavement. Another thing that happens in the summer is our grass starts to grow at an unprecedented rate. When you're mowing the lawn, any lawn clippings that end up in your driveway or on the sidewalk or out in the street itself, try to brush them or blow them back onto your grass. It acts as a natural source of nitrogen, and it's not going to become another organic material that's washing down the storm drain and adding nitrogen and phosphorus to water bodies. So doing something as simple as getting the grass clippings off of the pavement is going to reduce the amount of pollution going into the lagoon. Picking up your pet waste, being aware of where you're spraying pesticides and herbicides. If you have to spray them, try to keep them at a good distance away from any water body or the street where they're going to end up getting washed away onto the pavement. You know, the reason that stormwater is such a huge impact is because the concentration of pollutants and the volume of rainwater is all channeled down the pavement. It goes down off of your roof, down your driveway and everybody else's driveways into the street. And the pavement acts as a channel, almost like a canal, paved, impervious surface that's channeling at huge volumes, a lot of water is heading down the street into the storm drains where it meets the water from all the other streets, and these giant millions, hundreds of millions of gallons of water hit the lagoon with every afternoon rain event. We tried to do a good job of putting in ponds where we can settle and rest for a little while, but those all overflow eventually, and in fact, ponds now are shown to not reduce nitrogen very much at all. So if nitrogen and phosphorus are the pollutants of concern, stormwater is the major source. So the solution really starts with, how are we developing the landscape? We need to start a landscape revolution. We need to stop developing the way we've done in the past if we want to see a change in the future. And I say, let the rainwater soak in. Soak it up. Let it hit the soil where it can soak in like a sponge.
There's a multitude of ways that you can become involved at the Marine Resources Council. And you have a very super cool website. Let's tell them where they can go find out more.
It's easy to find. SaveTheIRL.org. Save the IRL, standing for Indian River Lagoon.org.